This recording begins with the current version of the shir, continues on with a quick review of the shir, and then moves on to the last cycle of the Daf Yomi for the previous version of the shir, which of course has different people involved, a different ambience. You may want to hear both of them and use the second one as a chazar. You may actually prefer the previous cycle to this one's. Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin, and we are holding at Omar Rava, one line up on Samach Tet Amud. Omar Rava, Zona Ovedet Kochavim, V'Yisrael Mesubim Etzla. Now, suppose you have a call girl that now is working for Jewish customers. So then, any wine that the Jewish customers, kosher wine obviously, and have non-kosher wine just because they're using a kosher call girl. So then, the wine is mutter, because Nihida Takiflu Yitz de Avera, they might be very hot on the second part, but Yitzra the Ayinesech Lotake. Why would we think that they're very hot for the wine? So they're not going to be over on Ayinesech. That would be crazy. That's Lotakifalu. But on the other hand, if it's a Jewish girl, call girl, who's working now for Goyesha customers, of the Kochavi Misubim, then the wine, even if it was kosher wine, is Osir. My time Ahoil the Zila Alayu, since the customers look down at the call girl, and they're using her and paying her, so because of that, they don't have any sense of respecting her, and therefore, they don't care about touching the wine in front of her, and because of that, there's no way that she could protect the wine either. And therefore, Batrayu Gerira, she now follows them, and the problem, they will be the ones who define the Isser over here. Now, Lamaisa, fascinatingly enough, the question is, Nogea, very much Halacha Lamaisa today, whether there's a different din about all girls than there was. Why? Because at the time, and this, indeed, some of the priests can say this, Halacha Lamaisa. At the time, by the way, you'd be shocked at how many Halacha Lamaisa issues that have to do with nightclubs, whorehouses, and things like this there are. They're really, these are serious Halacha Lamaisa, ultimately, they're a question of whether you're supposed to maybe give a heksher for a whorehouse to make sure that all of the girls went to the mikveh, if they're Jewish girls. At least that way, they're not going to be over on sleeping with nidais, and so they'll be tahereis, shadows of whether no, Ali Taylor Rush, and the Yomos. Anyway, is going to be going to such places, let him drop dead and so on. But this is a really serious halakha lamaisa. So one of the questions that came up is the shaila of nowadays that we're making on the yayin, because of the fact that the goyim are not menaschim. Remember that if the yayin today is mutter v'hana'a, and it's only also b'shkia, then the reason for the distinction between the Isra Ano and the Isra Shia, if you recall, was because there are always two components of the yayin asa. One component was the question of Avodah Zarah. So some yayin were gozer because of that. It could be that it was minaseh. But where the minag is not to be minaseh, we're only answering it because we don't want social mix. And therefore, the social mixing, that's mishum benotehem, which was the ultimate purpose of the takana. So mishum benotehem, we only answered bishniyah. So then the question arises, well, these guys are sure hot for benotehem. So if they're hiring a non-Jewish call girl, it doesn't make sense to say that they're going to be so makbet on the Ayinesa, Stam Yainam, because the only problem with the Stam Yainam was mixing with the non-Jewish girls. So they're hiring a non-Jewish girl, so why should we be making for them the Stam Yainam? On the contrary, we should be makbet on the Stam. So many are indeed, they taina that this no longer applies today.
But how is it any different than Gemara? Gemara also was that they say you don't, although it was a non-Jewish girl, but Yitzra the Ayinesa looked out of it. I mean,
but that's because they were dealing with Yitzra the Ayinesa. Now we're dealing with Yitzra the Benotehen. That's the whole point. So because of that, why should we be Mako? Well, we'd be Mako for a nightclub in a time when they're not because of Nisach. They're not worried about Nisach anymore. It used to be that this, oh my God, yeah, I'm going to be over Avodah Zarah. Now who thinks about Avodah Zarah? So what are they thinking? Well, we're not. I mean, we'd mix with the Goyesha girls. Come here, Christine. Me? Chas v'shalom. Obviously. We should be Goyesha on the wine as well. It makes a lot of sense.
Drinking a wine like lacrimal. Which is translated the tears of our Lord.
And all Oved Kochavim, and after Ladasha Be'avet, it was a house in which there was wine of Yisrael, and this wine, Korah, one way of learning it, this is where Rashi learns it, that he had some right to be in this house, and he may also have had wine here. He goes into the house, and he closes the door. So now, have a Biza Bedasha, there's a hole that you can use to look out of the door, look into the door. So there's this little peephole in the door. And in that case, it was ishtakech ovid kovim v'koy beididina dani. They found that the goy was actually standing between the barrels of wine. So Amar Rava called the lahare bizashari. But the haigisa says us, anything that is visible through the people would be mut. But to either side of the people, it's us. Now, remember that we said before, this is what we have to understand, that lechora, the goy in this case, was not afraid of the fact that he would have been discovered in the house. He was only, would have been afraid of the fact that he would have been discovered touching. Because before we said that if he is scared, if he's nitfas alafigana, then you don't have to worry about the negia. So we have to understand that the only reason that you need to actually be able to see in that particular area was because he wouldn't have been nitfas alafigana on the actual nisa in the house. So that can be explained away. Therefore, already it's not enough to protect him, the fact that he would mean nitfas alafigana on the wine itself, unless you could actually see him through the people. Oh, so the goy, there's a tremendous difference. The goy in the chanut, we know why he's there. Mamela, the very fact of his being in there is not suspicious. He was appointed to be, he's supposed to be in charge of the cash rate. Now, the only problem is the Jew coming back right away? He's not. What did he tell him? So on. Well, we're wondering, what the heck are you doing here in the first place? I think that's a completely different shiloh already. So who chamer the Yisrael davayati v'beita? It was also wine belonging to a Jew in a house where the upper story, and remember the upper story that they what they used to do is they would get in through a, what we use for an attic now. It would be a loft. They could look down from the attic opening to see what was beneath. Sounds familiar. Yeah. So the Yisrael was be'el yonah, and the Ovid Kuchavim was in the lower story. Shamu kol tigra. They hear guys fighting outside. It sounds really interesting. So they both run out to see the fight. Also sounds familiar, doesn't it? Navke. So what happened is, kadim ata Ovid Kuchavim. So the guy, he walks into the house first, and after ladasha bape, and he closes the door, and now he's alone in the house. They want to know what the din is of the wine. Omar Rava chamra shari, the wine is mutter, because he doesn't know. The guy thinks to himself, well, maybe he came back before me, he went up there, so he may be looking at me. So meimar ama ki echa de kodim atoi ana, just like I came back in, not noticing where the other guy was, it could be kodim atoi yisrael. V'yotav bel yonav, he may be looking at me from the upper story. This is the way the Rambam seems. The question over here with a separate entrance is a different way of learning the sugya. But the parshas, this is how the Rambam learns it, because it's not makbid necessarily on the fact of what story, which is just the shaila of whether the guy thinks that the Jew might be there. There was ahu ushpiza. There was this bread and bracket, which means that it was, these were long terms where the yeshiva guys would say, davayasipe chamedi Yisrael. So there was a Jewish wine that was left in there. And ishtakech ovid kuchavim davayatvi beidani. They found now a guy who was standing in the area among the barrels of the wine cellar. Omar Rava, im nitfas alav kiganav shori ve'ilo asir. So if this guy is scared to be caught in that area, then he could be taken, sorry, to the police. So then, as we said before, it's mutter. But if not, it's asir. Now Tosus, who said before on Tamhalev, he was medayik in karcha. Well, over there we said there was a karcha, meaning that it was outdoors, and there was wine betoch harachov, and over there, he's not nitfas kiganev on being there. He's only nitfas kiganev on touching the actual wine. Nonetheless, the Gemara there is being matir the wine, because negia on the nitfas kiganev on negia alone was enough to allow the wine to. Would you remember the day where it was outdoors? We said if it's nitfas kiganev, it's mutter. Whereas Tosfos asks from our daf over here, it's makbid that it's only because now nitfas kiganev it has to be on the house on being there. But as we'll see, Mashman was, once he's in the house, if he's nitfas kiganev, that's not enough. If he's nitfas kiganev once he's already in the house, so then already, you know, he's not going to worry about that extra problem of touching the wine. So, l'chora, there's a nafkamina, where Tosfos says that he would have to be nitfas kiganev ala bia. So, as we've explained, there are, in fact, different issues that we need to learn in order to make all the things work out. Difference in the chanut, we know why he's there, and therefore the knisa per se is not ma'or suspicion. If the knisa is ma'or suspicion, then the nitzvah skaganav on the negia is not enough. But if the knisa itself is not ma'or suspicion, then the nitfas alav kaganav is what it is that we need to worry about. Furthermore, if he can explain away his knisa, so then we don't have enough for him to be worried about and coming in. But if he owns it. So, who beided aviyati becharma? Ishtakech ovikachom naviklein beidan. There was a house that had Jewish wine, and there too a goy was found, and he was there standing among the area where the barrels were. Omar Rava, iitle leishtamut. If he has an excuse for why he is there, then the chamra is aser, even though lemaisa, and this precisely is dear, even though he has no right to touch the wine, because in this case, and here's where Rashi explains the nafkamina between this case and the case of the chanu. The case of the chanu, we know what he's doing there. He went in bereshus and he's supposed to be there, and the only problem is that now he knows that the Jew isn't going to be back. He said, I'll be back at 5. But as long as he thinks that the Jew is going to be back, so over there we have no suspicion. And there he's thinking, if I'm found touching now, so now I'll really be in trouble. Mashenkin over here, he has it worked out in his mind. What I can say if I, it's very suspicious what I'm doing here, but I'm not going to be taken into the but to the cops, because I have an alibi for the cops. Nonetheless, the situation is suspicious. If the situation is suspicious, if he can explain away his being in the house, even though he can't explain why he's touching the wine, it's not going to be enough. Because what's he doing here if he didn't really think coming here in order to be Manasseh? That's the problem. This is the distinction between the two cases that Rashi talks out at length here. Therefore, the karma is aser, but he lo karma shari. Mashenkin, the case where the wine was outdoors. If the wine was outdoors, furthermore, there was Goyesha wine there as well. So there's nothing suspicious about his being there. So then he has to focus entirely on what does it look like if I'm touching something that isn't mine. There you can have nitfas alafiganav on that. So this is really a very sensitive psychological analysis of the guy's state of mind. How nervous is he about the whole situation? What type of accommodations is he willing to make with that nervousness, depending on whether he has alibis, he doesn't have alibis, what's the level of suspicion? As usual, the whole thing is a delicate balance. Meitvei. Here we ask Akasha now on what Rava said. Nin al hapunda, osha marlo shemor asur. Here it says that if an Ovid Kokobi was alone with the wine, because the door was closed now to the hotel, and the Jew was not inside, or for that matter, the Jew had said to the guard, let me put this in, you are in the office, Mira. So then it would be Osir. Now, it's mashma that he wouldn't have had any excuse for what he's doing in his room. To my lab, Alpha Gavda let Leili Shamut. Apparently, we don't say that Nitfa Salafi Ganav is Matir, even though I had no right to be in that room or to go in the area where it was being watched. Lo, it's got to be talking about Bidi Eat Leili Shamut. That's how Rava would learn. A Jew and a guy were sitting on a table drinking wine. Shammai Yisrael called Suluye Beklishta. So a Jew hears Baruchu. Like, oh my God, he goes running out to make Baruchu, leaving the guy behind. Omar Rava, nonetheless, the wine is mutter. Because the guy figures to him, you know what, the same way this guy is basically, he ran out for Baruch Hu, he's going to run back 10 seconds later remembering, oh my God, I left the guy with the wine. So he's not sure he's not going to come back. So Meimar Amar, Hashta Mitkar Lai Lachamri Vaharasi, he'll be running back, it sounds like Richie. The question over here is, we said before that when a guy and a Jew were drinking together on the table, and a Jew goes out, that only the yayin on the duldik is mutter. But the yayin on the table is usher. So why is it the chamra shari? Lamaisa, the Rambam says that it's not referring to the wine in front of him. All the wine in front of him is indeed usher, not mutter. However, most Rishonim say there's no competitors. Here it's talking about everybody drinking their own wine. He wasn't invited to drink with me. Right? So we really have three dargas. In other words, if you learn that the concept of be at home, mizog, which was the case we had before, is only to be contrasted where the guy is drinking the Jewish wine, and there's only two sets. And over here, he didn't tell him the zone. We still should say it's us or what's in front of him. But the truth is, say the Rishonim, there's three dargah. There's the dargah where you're not drinking the Jewish wine, you're drinking your own wine. So whoever gave you just to drink any wine, forget about it, even what's on the table. Why would he touch your wine if he thinks you're going to rush back a second from now and remember, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, what am I doing about my wine? wine. So over there, he's not going to touch your wine either. So Lamaisa, this is how we pass it, all the wine is mutter, if they're both drinking their own wine. There was a Jew and a guy that were sitting in a boat. And Shama Yisrael called Shippuri to Beit Shimshay. The Yisrael hears the siren for Kabbalah Shabbos. Oh my God, this is that late on Friday. He jumps out and he goes, runs home, leaving his wine behind with the guy. On the boat. Omar Rava Chamra Shari. Nonetheless, the wine is mutter. Because the guy, we're going to talk about that. Because the guy says, he'll remember the wine and he'll come back. The guy knows it's Shabbos. He ran out because it's Shabbos. So how's he going to come back? Oh, because Imishum Shabbata, if you think he's worried about Shabbos, you should know that the goyim really don't believe that Jews keep Shabbos at all. Omar Le Iser Giura. Iser was a famous ger. When we were goyim, we were convinced that the Jews were not keeping Shabbos when it came to money. Yudoi lo mintra Shabbata. Because let me ask you something. If they really keep Shabbos, so what happens if they're caught with Shabbos on the road? Tell me something. Did you ever find a Jewish wallet anywhere? Huh? No. So how do you explain the fact that nobody was caught with his wallet in his hand right by Shabbos? There ought to be, let's say, 2% of the people are in the shuk late. We should find wallets all over the place. We've been looking for years, never found it. The E mantra is Shabbata. They would keep Shabbos. Look how many wallets we would have found in the market. There hasn't been a record of one ever being found. See, old tiny, you know that's a pretty good point. No, but they don't know. They don't realize. You see, there's a way that you can move it. Move it on Shabbos. So you don't move more than four amot at once. You stop each time. So you don't have a kira and anocha here that is over four amot. So mamela, they work it out, these Jews. But the goyim figured their mamish b'chal Shabbos. They learned, like, just from watching the Jews, what it was that Shabbos was like. Well, what it used to be like. Now, Ahu Aryeh Davinoyim B'Ma'atar. There was a lion that was roaring in a winery. Now, you can imagine that the workers in the winery were not too happy about that. So they dive into the area between the barrels, obviously, hoping to get away from the lion. So Shoma Ovek Yechovim Tasha Benidani. So he's hiding between the lion. Oh my gosh, the barrels. Oh my Rafa, the wine is mutter. Because the guy figures, ki heche de tashina ana, ichanami Yisrael achorai. There's probably a Jew here in these barrels somewhere. I ain't the only one who's hiding out from the wine. So vikofasio, the guy's probably looking at me. Anu ganve, the sakila pumpadita. There were a bunch of ganovim that came into Pumpadita and they opened up wine by the ton. The thing is, they used to hide money in the wine barrel. So just like today, they trash the house, going through everything, trying to figure where are they hiding the money. They'll tear all the books out of the shelves, whether the money was in the books or their mom would trash the house. So in those days, they used to trash the wine. And we'll see, like Tosfos saying is that the word tuva should actually not be. Because if the word tuva is here, it means that they trash it more than they would need to drink. But that we'll see is nogea later. It's not nogea in this case. In this case, they could have opened only a couple of barrels here and there, in which case we should assume they were looking for good tasting wine. And nonetheless, it was mutter. So let's take out here the word tuva and remember to insert it in the next. And so they wanted to know whether it was mutter. Oh, my Rava, the wine is mutter. My time, most Ganovim are Jewish. So Ruba Ganovim is holy. Most Ganovim around here are Jewish, so why was there any chashash on the wine? Now here you get into all kinds. Here you get into all kinds of issues, because obviously the point was that it was in the Tumbadisa, where that area was a very Jewish area. So everybody asked, but I mean, what about Rove and Kara? Well, you can't. In other words, you're saying in this area, but if you take Ruba the Alma, they're going to say Rove Ganbe is wrong. So a lot of chiddushim about Rove and Kara are based on this Indian of Rove, that the Rove and Kara are not where the areas are segregated. Because of this Gemara. In other words, if there's a segregated area, it doesn't generally mean, then you don't go with Rove and Korov and say that in that case, Ruba Adin. Over there, the Rove doesn't really get here. Let's say this was a Jewish ghetto of Badis and all. So then Rava was saying, in this area, the Ganovim are also Jewish. I mean, how many new non-Jews come in here?
Right, and then they opened up the barrel and
the Gandhi Bhakti. Why? Now there was the same Maisa in Ardo, the Yomar Shmuel, and there where you didn't have this road, Shmuel said the wine is more. Kiman, Rebbe Eliezer, seems to be going now based on the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. And Rebbe Eliezer says, Safek Bia is Tahor. If you're not even sure whether now somebody came into an area, there it's talking about the din of Tuma and Taira Mamma. So over there, the over here, the din is that if we have a real suffix, so then in Achinami, since suffix tuma bereshutayachid is seko tame, so if there's tuma in this field, then we'd have to assume that he was tame. Nonetheless, Rebbe Eliezer says that's only if you went into the field. You can't say suffix tuma bereshutayachid is tame where you don't know whether you got there in the first place. So in other words, are you saying that over here the issue is that we don't know that the goyim came in here at all, and therefore we don't treat it as a suffix? No, we're not. The point over there that Shmuel was making is that it's a why? Because Shani Hat, Himan the Ika, the Patre, the Shumamon, there's people that come in here and they're checking out the wine in order to see whether people have hid money in the wine barrels. That was the common place to hide the money. Because of that, it's a Suffolk, it's a Sfake Sfake. In other words, maybe in a Hinami, Suffolk Bia, did a guy ever get here, is a valid and would be us. But it's because it's a Sfake Sfake. First of all, was it a guy or was it a Jew? And even if it was a guy, as soon as he opened up the barrel and saw that it was wine, he wasn't interested. He's got money on his mind, not Niso. So therefore, in a case where you have a Sveik Sveika, that's Mutter, Taina Shmuel. In the wine barrels. So she was sitting there between the barrels and she was holding the foam of wine in her hand. Omar Rava, you don't have to be chayish for the wine, because Emel Migaba de Chavita Shakalta, she may have simply taken off the wine from the top, and she happened to get it. So now, Bepashtas, we can assume that as a child, she's not someone who knows about the dinim of, or the minhagim of going ahead and being Manasseh. And we said before that if that's the case, you don't have to worry about it. And the only issue is that it's very suspicious. I mean, apparently she actually did go into the wine. She did go into the wine, which assumed that there was a purpose in her going into the wine. Tainis Rava, not necessarily. And Afagav the Lekha too, even though there's no more foam anywhere that has come out of the barrel, that doesn't matter. Imar, Itramli, Itramilai, we still say that maybe it just happened to be there, but she certainly was not interested in committing herself to opening the barrel and so on. But according to Rashi, if she had been old enough to be religious, so then Enochinami, she might have, we wouldn't have been able to be same on this. Tosis disagrees. Tosis Tain is that it just happened to be that it was a Ravida, but it's not really Nogea. It's because since the barrels are closed, why can't we assume that there was something that she got from without touch going in? Who Upamusa, the Sali, Lenarda Potuchavita Tuva. Now, here is where it says, they marmish trashed the wine barrels. They went all over. They opened so many barrels that there was no way that they were looking for wine. Why would they have opened so many barrels? Way more than they could possibly have had to drink. And therefore, we have to take into consideration that there was another reason for them doing it. So indeed, Giyata Rav Dimi Omar, Uv the Havik, Hameda Rabbi Elazar Vishara. This happened in such a mice, it happened in front of Rabbi Elazar, and he was mad, but I'm not sure why he was mad. Lo Yadana Mishum to Sovalak Rabbi Eliezer, Yomar Sofik Biatar. I'm not sure whether he was thinking maybe it was not a Goy Bechlal, and therefore it doesn't even start. In other words, you first need to know there's a problem here of a Goy. Just like over there, you first need to know you went into the field. Now we can question whether there was Negia Betuma. But Sofik Bia is not considered to begin this. Maybe that's what he held. Or, because maybe he held, Dishub de Savar, Rubadazi Bahari Pumusa Yisrominu. Most people that are going together as mercenaries with this, the guy in charge of the A team are Jews. So then he's Yahi. I don't get it. So well, then why would you call her Sofik Bia? Sofik Bia? Sofik Magaru. So then, if that would be the case, so now you're, there isn't a Sofik Bia over here. There is a di- We know that it was touched. So what is the tzad to say now that it would be butter? Because Kivan, the miftech, etuva, the reason it would be butter is because so many were open. In other words, even if we know that there were vadai akum here, we're saying only the rov by bed, if there were vadai akum here, it wouldn't make any difference. Because why did they trash all of these battles, all these barrels? Because they're interested in finding money. And therefore, it's only adaita the mamona. They came in there only in order to find money, in which case it's the equivalent. I didn't mean literally Sofik Bia. I meant it's Kisofik Bia. It's the same issue that where you have a reason to be making that indicates to you that there was no Nisaf that was done here. That's the same thing as what Rebbe Elazar was saying as Sofik Bia. And you could be saying on that Lagula. Misubita. Now there was a Misubita is a girl that stands cash register. The Masrullah Iklida Mafechot Lovedet Kochavi. But she gives one of the girls that are, another girl that's working with her, and she gives her the keys to the wine cellar. She had been trusted with the keys. And she gave her keys over. Keep my keys for me. I'm going out for an hour. I'll take them when I come back. So then that means that now the keys were in the hands of a goyah. My gosh, they're terrible. Omrav Yitzchak, Omrav Elazar, it's not terrible. We had this exact case, an Uvda Havi Be Midrasha, and they said she asked her to watch the key, not to watch the room. So this is, it's absolutely insignificant. The fact that the goyah had the keys, and therefore what? She could have used the keys to go in? So what? She had no right to use the keys at all. She was a shomeret of the petah, not a shomeret of the yayin, a shomeret of the mafteach, not a shomeret of the yayin. And therefore, what's the chashash over here? That she would use that as the right to go in? She knows perfectly well she had no right to use the key. So it was the shmirat mafteach bilvad. All she had a right to do was to hold the keys in her hands, and that's not a problem. Omer Abaye, afanan amitanina. That's clear. We could see that very clearly from the following Mishnah. Amoser maftechot la'amaret. Somebody gives his key to an amaret and says, keep my keys. All his tyres that these keys can go to remain to her. L'fishalom masal or l'shmirat mafteach bilvad. This is now already the third time that we've had the connection between the dinim of tyres and the dinim of Yayin Nesa. So he's only telling him to watch the keys. So hashta taharotav taharot. If you could be seimich for this, even on tyres. So Yayin Nesa for sure. Wait a minute. You're saying that tyres is more, now we'd be more makpid than Yayin Nesa? Tyres alimi mi Yayin Nesa? In absolutely. The itma. Chatzer shechalka b'mesifas. If you have a chatzer that is shared now, here it's talking about with an amaret. You have an amaret on one side of a mesifas. A mesifas is just, we use it for a very low stone indicator of a mechitza. It doesn't, you just walk over it. But it's very clear, this is my side. It's drawing a line in the sand. That's the mesifas. You don't walk. Don't you step over this line. So if the amaret is on one side and the chaver is on the other side, nonetheless, we have to be chayish that the guy stepped over the line. Mashain came by Ovid Kochavim, there's no chashash of stam yayin on the other side. Eno se yayin esek. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar, You could be samech on it even for tyrus. But meanwhile, it's clear that the tyrus is more delicate in terms of the chashash than the ayin nesach. Rabbi Yochanan says even tyrus after arot. Meitzvei, how can you say that arot? Meitzvei, abnimit shel chaver, vachitzonah shel am ha'aretz. If you have an inside room that belongs to a chaver, the outside room belongs to an am ha'aretz, then oto chaver shoteach sham perot u'miniach sham kelim, af al pi shiado shel am ha'aretz. Magat l'sham, that you can rely on, even though there's nothing to prevent now the yad of the Am Ha'aretz touching the thing in his room, in the inside room over here, which belongs to the chaver, and you don't have to be chayv. Kashil Rav, Rav Taina, that in that case the idea is that tarotav, if you can touch it, are tamei. And here it says clearly that that they're tahara. How does Rav understand this argument that tamei? Omer lecha Rav, that's different. It's a different room. So Shani Atam, Shinitfas Alav Giganav. Over there, it's different. What's he doing inside the room? Masha'in Kane, it's obvious that when you're in a joint chutz and you have just an indication down the middle. It's not that I really want to do this. My kid's ball fell in there, so I was sticking my hand in for my kid's ball. What do you think when I'm going? I'm not allowed to pick up my kid's ball? Come off it, man. Masha'in Kane, to walk into your bedroom, which is the inside bedroom. That obviously is Nitfas Giganav, says Rav. There's no comparison. Tashma. Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer. Suppose you have two homes, one next to another, and one of them belongs to a chaver, and one of them belongs to an am ha'aretz. Now, the difference between the two homes, even though they're row houses, is that the chaver's house has an extra story. So he has his roof is higher than the roof of the am ha'aretz. The din over there is that the chaver can be shoteach sham perot, and he can leave his kelim there as long as yado shel am ha'aretz doesn't reach there. So that he would have to actually climb up with a ladder to kasher Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was saying that the Taharot are Taharot. Amalacha Rabbi Yochanan. No, it's not a problem. Because there's a big difference between going into somebody's bedroom and being caught up next to the guy's upper roof. Because he could always say, Meima Amar Im Tzuri Kamamat. Look, I'm on my own roof. I also want to build another story. I'm taking measurements for my architect. What's your business? So over there, we'd have to be high. Toshma. Gago shel chaver betzad gago shel am ha'aretz. Now over here, they're side by side. Nonetheless, oto chaver shoteach sham perot, umeiniach sham kelim, afal pi shiado shel am ha'aretz magat l'sham. Now here it says that even though the yad of the am ha'aretz can touch it, because it's my area, we don't have to be worried about the mag of the am ha'aretz. Rav said, no, we got to be magbit, tarot taftameot, but it's exactly the same case as the chut. No? Says Rav, okay, you're right. But I mean, we have the shita of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who said before, but if Yado Shel Am Ha'aretz Magat L'Sham, what's it did? So I'm right. So the Ilav Iker, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Koy Gavatei, you bring the Raya, okay, fine. So I'm at the Amrik, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. You can't fault me for agreeing with Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Do you want to tie into the Tzemach Lok? You said, no, okay. Mask. Omar Rav, Zona Ovedet Kochavit, Yisrael Misubim Etzla, Chamra Shori, because she's not going to touch the wine. Nihida Tokiflu, Yitzra the Avera, Yitzra the Ayanesach Lo Tokiflu, Zona Yisraelit, Yovde Kochavit, Misubim, Chamra Asur, my timer, Hoyo Vizila Alayu Batrayo Girira. Ahu Beitet Aviyatik Bechamra the Yisrael. All of it, kochavim, achta ladasha ba'ape. Vavi biza bedasha, and ishtakech of it, kochavim, the koi beni dani. Omar Rava called the lahari biza shori, but the high geese of a high geese are osr. Ahu chamer the Yisrael, the avayati bebeta, the avidani Yisrael be elionat, viovet kochavim betachtona, shom u kol tigra, nafke kadimata of it, kochavim, achta ladasha ba'ape. Omar Rava, chamer shori, Meimar Omar Kiyech the Kodim Atoy Ana Kodim Vahata Yisrael Vyotiv Bilyon of a Gachazili Awush Bizav Yatu Bechamed Yisrael Shaka Kovik Kobim the Atik Beidini Beidani Omar Rava Im Nitvasalav Kiganav Shori Vilos Ahu Beitad Aviyati Bechamri Shtaka Kovit Kuchob Davi Koim Beidani Omar Rava Hitle Lishtamute Chamra Osir Vilo Chamra Shori Metve Ninala Pundak Oshamarlo Shemor, Asur, my love, afagav the letle lishtamute. לא ברית ההשתמות. ההוא ישרו ויעביר כחומדה ויעטפה, וכשוטו חמרו, שומה ישרו כל צלויה בקנישתו, קום ויוזו, אומר רובה חמרו שורי, מימר אמרי, השתה מתקרלי לחמרי, והודר עתאים. ההוא ישרו ויעביר כחומדה ויעטפה בארבע, שומה ישרו כל שיפורי דווי שימשי נופק ויוזו, אומר רובה חמרו שורי, Meimar Amar Ashta Mikele Lacham Yevodarati. Ayot, I know, but it's Shabbos. He's not going to go on the boat. Meh, Amar Rav Amar Yisra Girura. Ki Avinu Bar Miyuta Namlinan Yudai Lo Minter Shabbata. Di Minter Shabbata Kame Kisika Mishtakeach Bashuka. But they don't know the sphere on Rav Yitzchak. Gom Rav Yitzchak Amotzei Kis B'Shabbat. Molichot Pachot Pachot Me'arba Amod. Ahu Arye Davinoyim B'Ma'atzarta. Shama Oved Kochavim Tasha Ben Idani. Omar Rav Chamer Shori, Meimar Omar to himself, Kiecha Tatashina Ana, Ichanami Yisrael Achorai Vikachozili. Hanu Ganve de Saka de Pumbadito Potchavita, and we could take out the Tuva according to Tosis. Omar Rav Chamer Shori, my time Aruba Ganve Yisrael. Have a Yuvda Ben Aradovi Omar Shul Chamer Shori, Kemant Rebel Yezer, the Omar Safik Bia Tahor, the Tanan, and Ichnaz Bika, Bimota Geshamim. ותומה בשדה פלונית, ויומה הלכתי במוקם הלאז, ואני יודע אם נכנסתי לאותה שדה אם לא נכנסתי, ובליאז אומר סופק בי התאור, סופק מרגע, אתה אומר, לא, שאני אתם כיוון להיג את הפתחיל של ממונה, אבל לספק ספקה. אהי רבית, דשתקח דאבי בידן, ואבי נקית אופיו ביודה, אומר רוב החמר שורי, אימא מיגע בדחבית השקלת, ויאף אגב דלקתו, אם התרמוי את רמי לה. הרופו מוסר סולטו, נהרדו, פוטו חביתה טובה. כי אל תרבדי מיומר עובדה וכמד הרבלוזה ושארה. I'm not quite sure why, however. אם משום דסובה לך רבלי יזר, דיומר ספק ביית תהור. אם משום דסובה רובה דאזי בעלי פומוסי ישרול נינו. What do you mean? So then it's not a ספק ביית. You're saying Aruba, so it's not a Sofik Biyat, it's a Sofik Mara. No, I mean that given the Mefat Chay Tuva, Ema Adayte Ramona Potru, Ke Sofik Biyat Domi. Ahum Nesubita, the Masra, Uklita, Maftecha, Lovedet Kol Chavim, the whole key chain. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Om Rabbi Lazar, Uv Davi Bimed Rosha, the Om, it's not a problem, because Lo Masra La Ela Shmirat Maftecha Bilvat. Om Rabbi Afanantina, Moser Maftechot Lama Oretz, Taharotav remain Taharot, Lafishalom Asano, the Shmirot Maftechot Bovad. So I ask you, man, Ashta Taharotav Taharot, then obviously, Yainesach is a problem, man, for sure it's okay. What? Remember the Taharot, Alimim Yainesach? Oh, yeah. Deitmar, Chatzer Shechalkab Misifas. Om Rav Taharotav Tmeyot, but by an Ovid Kechavim, Enosa Yainesach. Rabbi Yochanan, you can be made to live in the Gabi Tyrus. Meit ve'apnimit shechaver v'chitzana shel ha'maretz. Oto chaver shoteach sham perot, ominiach sham kelim, ve'af alpi shiyodo shel ha'maretz magat l'sham. Kash l'rab, omelach harav, there's a big difference between a room and a mesifas. She'ani hatam shenitfas alav kiganav. Toshma, Reb Shimon Gamliel omer gago shechaver l'mala migago shel ha'maretz. Oto chaver shoteach sham perot, ominiach sham kelim, only on condition that Lote Yadar Shalama Aretz Magat Vasham. So it's Kasha Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Taina, that is no problem. Amalek Rabbi Yochanan, it's because it's a special case, because Shani Atam, he could always Taina Shtamute by saying, Im Tzuri Kama Matzo. Toshma, Gago Shal Chaver, Betzad Gago Shalama Aretz. Oto Chaver Shoteach Sham Perot, Aminiach Sham Kelim, Afal Pishar Shalama Aretz Magat Vasham, Kashil Rav, over there, there's no Nitvazalav Kigana. Amlach Rav, okay, fine. Balav Iker of Shimon Gamliel that you just read, the Koy Kavate. Anatam, the Kerev and Shimon Ben Gamliel. Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle.
We're holding on the Ayin on the Aleph. Sechas Avid Zora. And we did the first part. I think, we got up to the third line. Ahu Beisa, Davi Yossi Bechama di Yisrael, there was a certain building in which a Jew had wine stored, all ovei kochavim, a goy goes in there, and after ladasha ba'afe, he slams the door and locks it. Ve'ave biza bedasha, and there was a peephole in the door. And yishtakach, when they got in, they found that the goy was standing, the koi beni dani, he was between the barrels of wine. But they could see through the hole from the outside, it's a small area of it. My Rava called the Lahadig Biza Shari. Anything that could be seen from the outside through the peephole is mutter, because we know that he didn't want to be caught, that we should see him. The high Giza Asa. But whatever was on either side, which he wouldn't have been seen until we broke in, is Asa. There was a home in which Jews lived in the upper story, and Goyim lived on the lower story, and there was wine that was stored in the entrance of this home. And Shomu Kol Tigra, they heard a fight going on outside, because everybody runs out to watch the fights. So the whole neighborhood goes outside. And the goy goes home first. Kodam Asa Ovet Yechavim. He goes home and he closes the door. And the Jew comes, and the goy has been alone with the wine, and nobody else has been in the house. Well, Marava Cham Roshoy, the wine is mutter. Because Bein Marama, the goy thinks to himself, Kihek B'Kodim Asoy Ana, in the same way that I left early, I don't need to see all the glorious end. Maybe the Jew also went home early and went upstairs. So he might be upstairs, and he might be looking through the stairwell. So Kodim Vasi Yisrov Yaseh Bel Yonah V'Kachazili, he may be looking at me. So he's not sure, and he doesn't, any case in which there's some type of mirtat, in which the person is worried to be caught doing something he's not supposed to do, is considered to be like having a mashgiach. There was a certain hotel room by some boarding room that there was Jewish wine that was there. And they found a guy that was standing between the barrels of wine of the Jew. And there's no business there. If Lamaisa, by being there, the person could basically be caught as a ganav, and call the police and so on. So then he's very nervous. He's not sitting there taking his time, opening up barrels and so on. And it's mutter. But if not, he would be getting into trouble being there, then you never know what he did. Now who based the Davi Yosef Bechamra? It was another story. In which there was a house in which Jewish wine was stored, and they came, walked in to find a goy standing there between the barrels. If the guy has some kind of excuse that he could give for being there, let's say he's the gas man and he's looking for the meter somewhere, so then the wine is usher because he's not worried. The lo chamra shari, but if not, we have to work, if he's going to be caught, then he has to worry all the time, and he's not going to touch anything.
What if he's
eating,
he's there for Ganavut?
We'll see. Neisa, Nin'al HaPundak, Roshar Amar Lo Shemor, Asur. Now, it's talking over here, somebody was in a motel. They locked the doors. And meanwhile, the Jew was out somewhere doing business. He comes back, and the goyim essentially had been left alone with his wine. Or, in a case where he appointed a goy and he told him shmor. Of course, he wasn't supposed to go inside. He told him, "You stand outside. I want you to guard over the entrance to my room." So in that case, the wine is usher because we're afraid that the shomer figured if he was told to watch. Means the Jew's going off for a night on the town, means he's got some time to break in, do what he wants. So there it's also my love, Afagabdu let by Lishtamute. Now, Lechur, that means even though he wouldn't have had an excuse, so the fact is the door is locked, if the person is alone, he'll make an assumption that it's okay. No, says Rav. But he said Lishtamute. It's only where he could have some kind of excuse. unless he was told beferish that the Jew is leaving. And there was a Jew and a guy that were sitting at a table, they were drinking wine, and Shama Yisrael Kotzliv Bekrisht, all of a sudden the Jew hears the Kedusha coming from the shul. He says, oh, he's Mincha. He goes running to Davin and he leaves the wine behind. Nonetheless, the wine is mutter, because the guy figures that even though he went to Davin, and the guy knows how long usually he spends at Mincha, but he figures, Ashta Mitkale Lachami, that any minute now the guy's going to remember, oh my God, I left the wine by that Shergetz. He's going to be running back to get his wine. So he's not samech on the fact that the Jew went to Davin. It's not the same as being told that I'm going away for a while, that we had before. And then Vahadar Asi is going to come back now. Ahu Yisrael Vevichachom Davayasvi Bi'arba. There was another Maisa, where a Jew and a guy, they were out on a yacht, and they were having a nice time. Shama Yisrael Kol Shippur Devei Shimshi. So the Jew hears the shofar is blowing, that it's time for Hadlokas Meiros. So he goes running back to shore, and he leaves the wine. And Nafak V'yaza. Omar Rabba Chamra Shore. Nonetheless, the wine is mutter. You know, you think that the guy figures he's never going to get back out here on Shabbos. So even if he remembers the wine, I'm safe. How's he going to get out to the yacht? No. It's still mutter. Why? Because Meimar Omar, the guy is going to say, Hashta Mitkele Lechamre Vadarasi. He's going to remember that wine. He's going to be back here in a flash. Ah, you'll say, but it's Shabbos. How can he be back in a flash? Rimishum Shabbata. No, because you see, Ha'omar Li Iser Giyura. Iser was a famous Ger Tzedek. He told me that Kahavina Bar Miyutan, when I was a guy, all of us believed that Jews are certainly not Shomer Shabbos if it comes to losing money. That Yehudai lo midre Shabbata. And we have a clear-cut proof. Because if a Jew is really Shomer Shabbos, so every Erev Shabbos, by Knesset Shabbos, would be a great time for all the goyim in town to go outdoors and to look around for wallets that have been put somewhere. Because, I mean, there must be so many Jews that are caught on the road, they're coming back late. What happened to all of those wallets? We've been looking for years. Nobody's ever found a wallet that a Jew left in order not to be Mavir Arbamis Bishus Rabin. So obviously, when it comes to money, they're not Shomer Shabbos. So if this guy remembers that he left the wine, he'll take a motorboat out, and he'll get to the yacht, and he'll come to save his wine, so he doesn't have the Yishav Adas, this guy, to go ahead, because he might be caught. That seems like an ironclad proof that, in fact, Jews are not Shomer Shabbos. However, they don't know, you see. I mean, after all, they're like, Yishav Kop. So Inu Lo Yadu, they don't know. The Sfirlam ke Rav Yitzchak. That the Sfar over here is like Rav Yitzchak, Zom Rav Yitzchak, Hamotzi. Now, there's two Rishaytas over here. What it says over here is Hamotzei Kis B'Shabbos. Somebody who finds a wallet on Shabbos can be Molicho Pachot Pachot Mi'arba Amot. But actually, the correct Girsi is Hamotzi. If somebody has, well, gone outside and he's carrying his wallet and he's caught by Knesset Shabbos, so then he has the right to continue walking pachas pachas beyond Bahamas in order to not to carry a Rishus Rabbi. But the Rambam Lamaisa Paskins both, Motzi or Motzi. But those are Mechalik, and apparently the correct Girsa is on Motzi. Or there's also another Girsa, by the way, in which the whole piece was left out. That doesn't say anything. That it just says, Domer Gitzach Napcha, Molicho pachas pachas beyond Bahamas. And then the question, how to apply it? No, it was where he starts already on him. Yeah, so.
What was he doing in boat right before Shabbos? Because the mafli, not what was mafli.
He was drinking. It wasn't mafli. He wasn't mafli.
Not right off the coast, right?
Yeah, it says it's off the coast of Shemunza.
No.
Nah. Now, here's a really cute case. These guys were out in the field. They were working on pressing wine. And all of a sudden, they hear the most terrifying sound. A lion is roaring. Right? So he Arya Davinoyim Bamatarta. There's a lion roaring by the press. Of course, everybody dives under the barrels trying to hide from the lion. So meanwhile, the guy is found by the barrels. Who knows what he's been doing with the barrel? Amar Rav Chamra Shori. Nonetheless, the wine is mutter because Meimar Amar Tiheche the Tashina Ana Ichanami Yisrael Achora Vekachazilu. The guy figures same way I dive between these barrels. There's got to be Jews all over here in between these barrels, and they can see me. So I'm not doing anything. It depends if he's dressed in a, you know, in one of those black and priestly things. It used to be when the Gana Chayot was by Kiryat. I used to live right by the Gana Chayot. The lion used to sometimes roar in the middle of the night so bad that it was enough moms to wake you up. It was almost like it was right outside your window.
But Rebbe didn't know it was a lion, right?
No, I knew it was a lion. No, surely they can write that. Sipora has had a cousin. And he came from the States, and he comes over to us. He sleeps there Friday night. And the lion was mamish. I was going to show you. And I'm laughing the whole night, figuring, oh my God, this guy, he must think we live in the woods. Who knows, there's a lion coming up the stairs. I'm cracking up the whole night. The next morning, I'm going with him to daven. So and he didn't say anything. I was just going with him to daven. I asked him, did you hear anything funny in the middle of the night? So he says, oh my God, he says, you've got a neighbor that is in such pain, the guy was crying the whole night. I felt so bad for him. You would have heard those sounds, and somebody would think it's a neighbor. The Hanik Ganvi, the Sankila Pumpadisa. Now there was a group of Ganovim that got into Pumpadisa and they were going all over the place. And Potzchu Chavita Tuva, they had opened up a lot of barrels of wine all over town. And Rava said, Chamra Shori, the wine is mutter, my time up. Ruba Ganvi Yisrael Ninu. Most Ganovim are Jewish. So Mamela, why should we be precious that it's a Goy? I mean, a Goy would be involved in such a low class parnosa. It's probably a Jew. So why do we have to be chayshish? Obviously, and we're talking about specifically Pumbedisa, in which Pumbedisa was basically a Jewish town. And not only that, but there's many mites in the Gemara that Pumbedisa was a pretty rotten Jewish town. They don't call it Pumbedisa for nothing. Pumbedisa means lying mouth, the lying mouth. So you know what they always say about Pumbedisa. You know, if somebody from Pumbedisa meets you, you better count your teeth if somebody kissed you from Pumbedisa. So it's a place where Lamaisa, most of the Ganovim, he could assume were Jewish Ganovim. Therefore, the wine is mutter. Have a Yudu ben Nahardoi. Now, there was a Maisa like this also in Nahardoi, and Shmuel said the wine is mutter. And they asked, why is that? Come on. Rabbi Eliezer, the Amr Sufik Biatahor, but he's going over here and he's paskening that a Sufik, if you got in Bichlal, and since over here we have a Sufik, whether Bichlal there's a Goy that touched it. And there we have the question of Sufik Tuma. A Sufik Tuma, normally a Sufik Tuma Bershus HaYochid, is considered to be Vadai Tame. But that's only if there was a Sufik if you were Nogeya. Now, Rabbi Eliezer has a very interesting shita, in which he says it's not hanichnas lebikah biyemot hachama. Somebody, somebody goes into a valley during the rainy season. And during the rainy season, there's not a lot of people that are walking through this valley. It's private property. Basically, the fields are growing, and you're not supposed to be there. In which case, it becomes now reshut hayachid legabi the dinim of tumah, which is defined only by the number of people, not by mechitzas or anything like that. And a certain field was filled with tuma. And a guy says, you know, I went through this valley. But I don't know if I went through that particular field. I cut through the valley. Now there's tuma v'sadeh plonit. V'amar halachti b'makom alaz. V'eni yodeim nichnasi l'otah sadeh lo nichnasi. Like a chora, a suffix in a reshus hayochid would be varay tame. Nonetheless, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, suffix bi'ah tohor. If the question of is whether he ever got in there in the first place, that's not called a Sufik Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid. That's called a suffix. You have a cheskas Torah, so you're Torah. Because if you had gone in there, now the question is, did I touch two or not? But then it's considered to be a bada. But if I don't know if I ever went in there, I don't begin the suffix yet. Suffix magga tame. So lechora, you're saying the same thing over here. Since I don't know bichlal, is what he seems to be saying, Shmuel, that I don't know if a goy came here bichlal. So if I would have had a suffix, did the guy touch my wine or not? Then Eirkanami would be awesome, because that's the yikudin of the stakona that we have of Stam Yena. But since over here, I don't know if it's cloud that the guy even got in here. So it's just similar to the case of Rebbe Eliezer, but it's strange that he's going back to Kun Rebbe Eliezer. No, says the Gemara. No, Shani Hasam. Kivan the Ika the Pachel Shumamina have a fake faker. It's a different case. Enochinami, it's not the fact that it's Stam that we say that it's Suffolk that he got here at all. Really, if it would be only one Suffolk a Jew was the one who opened it, Suffolk a Goy, we would have been Machmer, because we would always be by in that stuff. The point over here is that even the Rabbanan who argue on Rebbe Eliezer, and they say there's no difference between a Suffolk Bia and a Suffolk Maga, they would also hold it's Osir. That it's mutter. Because the reason over here it's mutter is because I have a sex faker. First of all, I don't know whether it was a Jew or was a goy. Then even if it's a goy, and here we get into Moshe's reasoning, who's to say that the opening of the barrels, is that they opened up a lot of barrels. What do you mean, they're sitting around drinking every bit of wine in town, and the barrels are open, there's plenty of wine in there. So apparently, we have grounds to assume that what they're really doing for is they're looking for jewelry and so on. So they open this up to see whether anything's in there and whether this just looks like a wine barrel, but it's really a safe. So Mamela, if that's the case, they're not interested in Maga. They're interested in being Ganovian. And if that's the case, it comes out as fake Sveka. I believe fake Sveka. Because there are those who are Posech Shumamena, in which case there's no Maga Bekavona at all here. There was this girl, a non-Jewish girl, a little girl, who was found between some barrels, and she's holding the foam that you take off the top of the fermenting wine, she's holding it in her hands. So she must have been in contact with the wine. Nonetheless, I'm a Rav HaMashuri. The wine is mutter, because I can assume that Migaba de Chavita Shekalpit, she took it from the barrel where the wine had been foaming over, maybe it went through that little pressure relief valve. It came up and she had Gabaga de Leka too, even though I look around the barrels and there's nothing on the barrels. So why don't I assume she opened up a barrel and got some out? Because I could say, I can always say, well, yeah, maybe she happened to come just at the moment that there was some foam there. She took the foam off. Why should I be gracious that she opened it? That is a little bit of a question in the Rishonim, whether this is Dafka or Ravita. It's Dafka, little girl. And the reason is because a little girl is not considered to be a Bekia in Nisa, but therefore we don't have the Chashash.
Then little boy would be?
No, an older girl. That's an interesting idea. Could be. It says, the Gemara says, if boys go to school, so they learn every possible filthy thing in school. So girls don't go to school, they remain normal human beings. But in any event, Tosfos says it doesn't really make any difference. That just happened to be the case. But now, he says anyway, even according to those who say that it does make a difference, certainly Bizman HaZeh doesn't make a difference, because Bizman HaZeh, as we've already seen, since there's no interest nowadays in Nisach, it's always, we said, the equivalent of without Kavana. They don't really know what they're doing in this issue. Ahupu Musa, the Solik Naharga, and Potul Chavita Tuva. Now there was a Pumus, and a Pumus is basically a bunch of soldiers that come into town, and they barrack themselves wherever they darn please. And they opened up a lot of wine barrels. And the question was everything that was open, was that considered to be a Yayin Nesach? So Kiyosir of Dimi, Oma Uda Hadakamidu Rabbi Alhassan. Rav Dimi came and he said, look, we had a mitzvah like this. by Rabbi Elazar, and he was matir the wine, but I'm not sure why. V'lo yadana imishum nesavelak Rabbi Eliezer v'yom esavik bia tahor. Maybe he holds that it's called the Suffolk Bia, which the Gemara is going to ask, what kind of Suffolk Bia? We know that they came to town. And we know that they opened up the barrels. But let's just assume for a moment that this makes sense. Imishum desava, the Ruba, the Azle, Bari Pomusa Yisrael Ninu, or because he holds that most of the people that are coming along with the Pomusa and are giving them the food and so on and so forth, those, the helpers, the kapos, are always the Jewish people. I'm not sure why. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Yachi, what? It's Suffolk Bia. What do I understand? You're saying it may be because of Suffolk Bia. What kind of Suffolk Bia? We know that the Pumus came to town. So it's a Suffolk Magu. Isn't it a Suffolk Magu? Says the Gemara, no. Because Kiva, the Mirtechi Tuva, since they opened up so many barrels, and the stuff was just left inside. So what are we thinking? That they're going around, but they're going around looking for the higher quality wine? Or we have to be misupak that they're taking the advantage to steal. They're looking around and trying to find where the Jews hide their jewelry. Same adai to the mamona pasul. Look at Suffolk be a dummy. But I'm saying, I'm not saying it's mamish a Suffolk be. I'm saying it's the equivalent of a Suffolk be. Was there a guy here who had any interest in Nisa? That's the question. And if, since I can't determine that there was such a guy here, maybe that's the reason. He was magic because he was going according to everybody else. Ayimi Subita, there was this Jewish bartenderess, and there's a special word for a woman who's...
Not yet.
Interesting. All right. So anyway, there was this bartenderess, the Masurla Klida. She gives over her key ring to a guy who works in the bar. Now the Shaila is, since he has the key ring, he may feel that he also has, he could take his access and go into the storage room, be menasek the wine and so on. So they came to ask the Shaila whether the wine in the bar was mutter. We had a case like that come to our Beit HaMikdash. The Amru, the psak that they gave, was that lo masral al shmirat mafteach bilvat. That actually, the giving over of a keychain in no way implies that you have the right to use those keys. It only means that you are being asked to take good care of these keys. And therefore, it would be the equivalent of nitvasa alav kiganav. If the guy is going to use the keys, he's in big trouble if he's caught. And because of that, it's considered to be mirtat, and you don't have to worry that he'll take advantage of the keys. I don't need your base of Memphis. I see it just clearly in the Mishnah. If somebody gives over his key ring to an Amoritz, nonetheless, all the taharot that he had in his house are remained tahor, and we're not chayshu should the Amoritz used the keys and came in and touched the food in his house. Lufi shalom masar, v'ala shmirat mafteach bilvat, handing over keys to somebody without any further instructions only means take good care of my keys. That's all it means. So I ask you, I need your beis hamedrash. If the tahorites are tahorites, which is a very chomer thing, the Yayin Netzach, me boy. I mean, obviously we're not going to be chayish for Yayin Netzach, are we? What, you mean the Tyrus is more common than Yayin Netzach? The name of the Tyrus, I mean, you're making a Kal v'chomer. But if I don't have to be chayish for the Tyrus, I certainly don't have to be chayish for the Yayin Netzach. I thought Yayin Netzach was more common. So why is it a Kal v'chomer? Oh no, says Abaye. Absolutely. I'll prove to you that Yayin Netzach is not as chomer in terms of these chashoshas that we have as the din of Tyrus, because the Igmar, because we know the Maisa in many, many ways, we are very machmir, that's called the Malois. We have Malois of different levels of Tyra, that we are more machmir in terms of Sveikas when it comes to Inyanim of Tyrus, which in general is a din of Shmira, than we are. It's not saying that the Halacha of Tyrus is more chomer than Yayin Netzach, obviously, but it's saying that the dinim of Chashash, Legabe Tyrus, is more chomer. And I'll prove it to you. Diitmar chatzer shechalka b'mesifas. If you have a chatzer, we have two homes that are using a chatzer b'shutafut, and you put down a mesifas. A mesifas is the sign of a mechitza. So you have like a low level, maybe, boards that are there, but it doesn't serve really. It's easy to just step over to the other side. It's more of a moral issue. It's defining this side is mine, this side is yours. So one of these sides is an amoris. The other side is by a guy who's careful about tyrants. Rav says that in this case, that if you would have a problem with a neighbor who's an amoris, your tyrants that were out in the yard are considered to be tomatoes because maybe he crossed over and touched them. But if your neighbor was a guy, you don't have to worry that your wine in the chutzah was yayin netzach. You see, we're less choshesh for the yayin netzach than we are for the tyrus. Therefore, says Abai, I insist that the Mishnah and tyrus about giving over keys is a kal v'chomer when it comes to the yayin netzach. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, his tyrus are also tyrus. He argues on Rav, but in any event, I certainly prove my contention. I mean, whether you hold like Rav, you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, it's clear that everybody is saying that the Tahiris is more chomer, and the question is whether even the Tahiris are Tahiris. But everybody agrees to the assumption that I have more chomer than him, Lagabi Shemir of Tahiris. Meitzvei asks the Gemara on Rav, how could Rav say that the Tahiris are Tameis if we have an equivalent brisa of a case where two people are sharing a chutzer, ha'pnimit shel ha'chaver v'achitzonah shel am ha'aretz, you have one part that is right next to the street, and the other part where you have to go through the first part into the back. So if the back part belongs to the chaver, who is careful about dinim of tyrus, and the outermost part, which is next to the street, belongs to the am ha'aretz, there's no problem of your leaving Tyrus out there.
In the outer part.
In the inner part. Oto chaver, in the inner part, shoteach sham peirot, he has no problem leaving his peirot there, he can leave his kelim there, and he doesn't have to worry that the Amoritz was the gea in it and made it tummy. The apapish yadoshal am ha'aretz maga'at l'sham, even though the Amoritz is certainly, I mean, he could stick his hand into the other guy's plate. Doesn't matter. Even right up near that area. It's also fine.
So this is the
Kashal Rav. Rav said if you're Mechalikit, you have to worry that the Amoritz is going to touch the area that doesn't belong to him. So how does he explain this? Amalokal Rav says, Rav, it's a tremendous difference between the two cases. Shinei Hatam Shinitfas Alav Kiganav. It's a tremendous difference. What's your business while going towards the back? You're not supposed to be in the back. The back is my area. If you have a chotzer in which the distribution is essentially arbitrary, I mean, it's not, this is my side, this is your side. And it's not that I'm going now into your area. We've decided that it's going to be that way. No, it's some amela, so if I move a little bit over there, well, you're going to call the police. Mashenkin, if I'm going into an area where bichlal has nothing to do with me, such as this case, where the one behind the other, there, Enokinami, he's nitfas alof kiganim, but I'm asking that if he knows that I'm going to call the cops, he's certainly not going to stick his hand into my area. Tashma, and we have a question on Rav Yochanan, actually. Here it seems to be saying the opposite. Rav Shimon ben Leil Omer, gago shel chaver, ma'alami gago shel am ha'aretz. If you have two buildings, we often have in the Rova, you have a roof, and there's a small drop, and then there's a lower roof. Now, the chaver, who is makbid on dinim of tyrants, his roof is above the roof of the am ha'aretz. Oto chaver, now the chaver can rely on that. To be shoteach sham peirot, he can put down his food that's tohor, or he can put down his kelim, and yach sham kelim. But only if the am ha'aretz, if he stretches his hand up there, he can't get to it. But if he could get to it, then then it would be tamei. Now, I thought Rabbi Yochanan said that even in the Evi case, it's tar. Even where it's just split with a besiefer, here it's a roof that's above, he has no business going up there. Why is that? Kashla Rabbi Yochanan. Isn't that a problem? Amalakar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's really not a problem. Because Shainei Asim, in a sense, that case is worse. Because the Itle Lishtamute, there he has an excuse for touching the stuff that's at the edge of the roof. What's his excuse? He could say Neimar Amar in Tzurika Mematzra. He can claim, I'm standing in completely in my own area. There's two lashonos over here. Either it means, I was yawning. I was stretching. Oh, I didn't realize something hanging down above me. I didn't go to stick my hands into your rishos. There was stuff up on your thing. I wasn't even looking there. Or the other pshat Rashi brings is that it means I was taking measurements. I was going to build a patio up here, you know. And I was taking measurements. I wasn't sticking my hand into your area. I was just sticking my hand up in my area. So there, it's worse than the other case, says Rav Yochanan. Tashma, gago shel chaver, tzad gago shel ha'aretz. If you have one roof next to the other, oto chaver shoteach sham perot v'neam sham kelim, v'yaf al pish yadosh shel ha'aretz magat. This seems to be straightforward, Rav Yochanan, all the way. It's the same as the case of Chotzer. You've got one roof belongs to the Chaver, one roof belongs to the Amoritz, and here it says that the Amoritz, even though he could stick his hand over the other side, you don't have anything to be choshish for. Tzkashel Rav, this is the opposite of Rav Shita. Amalach al Rav, Rav says, hey, you're right, it is the opposite of my Shita. But I mean, look, you all saw the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel a moment ago, where he was talking about Gagosh al Chaver, Lamalami Gagosh al Amoritz. That's the only way you could rely on it. If the man had no right and it was on top and he couldn't just casually stick his hand into my rishus. Okay, so under the honor of Shimon Gamliel, what's my problem? Maybe my shita, indeed, this is a Tana that disagrees. I was going, I'll leave it to Shimon Gamliel, and therefore you can't ask on me.